The president of the National Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association, Philip Abayori, is not happy about the increase in importation of food items that can be produced locally. According to him, the increasing unemployment rate among the youth is partly due to overdependence of foreign goods and services. Mr. Abayori told Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News that Ghana cannot advance until the country appreciates and places premium on locally produced goods.
We have opened up our economy. We have now become a net importer because our farmers cannot compete. So the issue is that where is that progress that we're talking about when the producers are not being able to make up to, they don't have the capacity.
Does that mean nothing is being done right now?
Something is being done. I'll give you an example. Importation of rice, $600 million. How much is the private sector putting into rice production in Ghana? Yes, government is intervening, but it is not even the job of government to be producing rice. It's just that because the private actors are not strong enough, government is intervening by supporting the industry, subsidizing fertilizer, and doing otherwise. So the issue is that the institutions that be, even private sector, who should have taken advantage to say, look, let us finance rice because it is business, they are not doing it because they believe that the playing field is not level. The subsidies that are being given in the other countries, that is not what we are getting. And we are continuing to patronize these foreign goods and then putting our people out of employment and also wrecking our economy. So I think that in that particular perspective, I don't think we have made great progress. And if we talk about reducing poverty, yes, we have done it. But if you look in China, from 1979 to 91, China's poverty was 50%. But up to 2005, they were able to bring their poverty level to 5%.
President of the National Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association, Philip Abayori, talking to Kingsley Obinchere. Government will take delivery of 1,000 tractors from Brazil before the end of this year to help boost crop production. Another 500 tractors are expected to arrive by the first quarter of next year, bringing the total to 1,500. Deputy Minister of Agriculture in charge of crops, Yawe Fabefi, told Radio Ghana that the Ministry of Food and Agriculture is still distributing some 150 tractors that were imported from Holland 2 months ago. He said government is determined to ensure that the agricultural sector is made attractive to entice the youth into food and crop production.
About 2 months ago, we took delivery of 105 new Holland tractors. Allocation is ongoing. And we are expecting to take delivery of another consignment of 1,500 tractors. And then we will take delivery by 3 installments. Come next month, we are expecting to receive 500 tractors from Brazil. And then the following month, another 5 tractors. And then within the first quarter of next year, we will take delivery of the remaining 500. And what we intend doing is to facilitate the establishment of what we call Agriculture Mechanization Services Center, where we ensure that every district has at least 5 tractors to form the center, so that farmers can readily access tractor services. Individuals who have the capacity to buy them, they will be offered. Apart from that, the mechanization centers will be encouraged.
Deputy Minister of Agriculture in charge of crops, Yawe Fabefi.